You know, $65 million means equivalent to 5 aircraft. So we were on a campaign to replace our existing fleet and purchase 9 new aircraft. So 5 is a huge boost for us. And, you know, there's still many questions in regards to how this funding will be allocated across the provinces, right? So it's still very new to us, but we don't have all the answers. The good news is we've got confirmation that we have the funding, and we have to spend some time now how the allocation is going to work.
Tell us about the change in regards to the types of helicopters that are going to be used once the transition is complete.
In Saskatchewan, currently we operate 2 types of aircraft. We have an AW-139, which is our newer version of our current fleet. That's operated out of Saskatoon. And in Regina, we have a BK-117, which is deemed our legacy aircraft. Both machines are very safe, and they do the work they need. So for Saskatchewan, it's now getting us to one unified fleet. So we're going to get to one type of aircraft, which is the H-145. There's going to be 3 in Saskatchewan. That's basically to maintain our 24/7 availability. We need 3 aircraft to do that. So standardization is key for our air medical crew, our pilots, our engineers, parts ordering, training. All those efficiencies we're going to take the advantage of that for sure. From an efficiency point of view, you know, the aircraft is marginally faster. We'll have to figure that out once we start flying, because you know there are variables in like weather, wind, etc. That may slow things down, but from a speed and efficiency, there is some benefit there, and we'll determine that once we start to put them into service.
Any idea when the first H-145 will be in STARS hands?
Yeah, so in Saskatchewan, we've got one in production already, and what we're targeting is for fall in Saskatchewan. Pretty hard to put a time, like an actual date around it, but for sure, sometime in the fall, the folks around the Saskatoon area will see a new aircraft there.
How long is it going to take for this transition to take place from the old type style aircraft to the new versions?
Our original plan was we were on a 5-year journey from raising our full capital campaign of 9 aircraft to full implementation. So now with this government announcement, it's given us a huge boost. So what we need to do now is to relook at our timelines. Now that we have this, you know, this money secured from the federal government, that's going to help, you know, as well with Saskatchewan government. They committed buying an aircraft last year as well, Neil. In December, they announced that. So with the Saskatchewan government committing and the federal government committing and us committing to raise money as well, I think we're well on our way to replace our fleet sooner than we anticipated. We're just working through those new timelines now, as you can imagine.
Excellent. Anything else we should know, Mike?
I just want to remind folks that as much as this is about fleet and it's $65 million, we still have to raise roughly the $10.5 million a year to support our operations in Saskatchewan. So we've got the money to buy the aircraft. We still have to operate them, though, which is really important.
And a lot of those operation costs are covered through fundraising things like the lottery.
You're absolutely right, Neil. Like the lottery, like our galas, like our community of support that from our small towns to, you know, bake sales to various things. All that money is important because it's going to support our operations every year.
And we can't forget Field of Stars at Ag in Motion. That was a big success last year. Anything to tell us about what's planned for this year?
Bigger and better. We're expecting a larger crowd this year and hopefully bring in more money in the door. And it's as I remember last year, it was a balmy, you know, 30 degrees in the sun in the fields, and hopefully we'll have the same weather and a bigger crowd for sure.